I did a podcast several months ago called The Key to a Successful Relationship or Marriage. And if you haven't seen it, I'll leave a link below so you can go listen to that. But in a nutshell, my conclusion based upon my observation and my experience in life, and also the fact that I come from a family which has many successful marriages which have lasted, you know, many, many decades, and for life in many instances as well, including my parents who have been married for, you know, decades. So I'm in a good position to be able to assess, and I've traveled to other countries and stuff like that, which have, you know, different type of social structures and what have you. So I'm in a good position to be able to assess marriages and what the key to a successful marriage actually is. And in a nutshell, the key to a successful marriage is mutual dependency, right? The two people have to depend on each other for a lot of stuff. If they don't, then you're on shaky ground. Another thing is shared values. You have to have shared values, at least when it comes to your ideas of how to raise children and your ideas of how a man and a woman are supposed to behave. And number three is a sense of duty. You have to be principled people who are working for a greater good. And the greater good is the good of the family, the wider community, maybe even the tribe, the religion, the nation, so on and so forth. You have to be a virtuous person who is working for something greater than yourself. So there has to be an element of selflessness there. If these elements are in place that I've just described, then you've got a very, very good chance of having a successful relationship or marriage. Okay? Now, just briefly to go into what I mean by mutual dependency is, you know, all you have to do to find out how to make a successful marriage or relationship is just look at the countries which have low divorce rates and high marriage rates. And 99% of the time you'll find that those countries still practice the traditional gender roles. They work. Traditional gender roles are actually natural gender roles. Gender roles are written into our DNA. You find gender roles ubiquitously throughout nature. Just look at the mammals in the animal kingdom. Human beings are classed as mammals. Look at all the mammals. They've got gender roles. It's nothing that some sexist man made up. It's something that's written into our DNA. It's something that we were designed to be part of, is the gender roles. There's nothing more natural than gender roles. Okay? Gender roles are a classic example of mutual dependency. In human beings, in the traditional natural gender roles, the female is more domestic. The female takes care of the home. The female does most of the cooking and the cleaning, etc. The male is the protector and the provider. And because the two genders in these type of scenarios understand their position, the family works much more efficiently and cohesively. Women have a natural aptitude for that particular role. That's how nature designed it to be. And males have a natural aptitude for their role. Generally, I'm not saying there can never be any exceptions, but in the vast majority of cases, this is how it is. All right? So if you are a man and you want to give yourself the best chance of having a successful marriage or relationship, you should be looking for a woman who is happy to fulfill a traditional gender role. A woman who has a shared value system with yourself. A woman who is virtuous. A woman who has a sense of duty. Who feels a sense of duty to her family, a sense of honor, etc. This is the kind of woman you should be looking for. It's really not rocket science. Again, just look at the societies where they have successful marriages. low divorce rates, and you'll see that this is what's going on. In the Western world and the westernized world, we are led to believe that what we need to chase in a relationship, in a marriage, and in a partner, we need to find someone who we have this incredible emotional connection with. We need to find our soulmate. And we also must find somebody to have incredible sex with. We are taught time and time again that these two things are vitally important. And in my experience and in my observation, that is completely untrue. Those two things are actually very fleeting. That intense emotional connection that people call being in love, that tends to be fleeting. That tends not to last the test of time. And the same goes for the sex. This incredible sex, that tends not to last the test of time. So when those things fade, what is left to hold the marriage together? There better be something deeper, because if there isn't, then there's a very good chance that the marriage or the relationship is going to end. And what is deeper? The things I just talked about, the mutual dependency, the shared principles, the sense of duty, etc. These are the things that really keep marriages and relationships together. And again, I'm somebody who comes from a family of successful marriages. So I've seen it with my own eyes all my life. Loving someone is different than being in love. You love your mom or your dad, right? Most people, not everybody. That is the kind of love that is unconditional. I mean, I don't want to say completely unconditional, but there's far less conditions attached to that type of love than there is attached to the infatuation that men and women often feel for each other in romantic relationships. The love that you have for parents, the love a parent would have for a child, that is deeper. Okay? It's often not as intense on a day-to-day basis, but it's deeper and it's longer lasting. And there's less conditions attached to it. That is the kind of love you should be pursuing, even with your prospective partner, with someone who you're looking to have a long-term relationship with. You shouldn't be looking for this, or you should, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with having the infatuation, but you shouldn't be putting that up on a pedestal and saying, well, this is a deal breaker. Either we have this intense love, or I'm going elsewhere to try and find it. Either we have this amazing sex, or I'm going elsewhere to try and find it. If you're looking for that, you're a very foolish person. Very foolish. Those things really are insignificant in the grand scheme of things. So, those are the keys in a nutshell to a successful marriage or relationship, and that's what you should be looking for in a woman who is traditional. Now, in the Western world, in the modern age, and the westernized world, it's not very easy to find a traditional woman. Unless you're looking at some woman who is not very good looking, a bit desperate, then a lot of men will find it difficult to find a woman who's happy to be domestic and, you know, play the traditional role. Because the Western society caters to women's vanity so much. And women will get carried away with vanity. A wise man once said, a woman's greatest weakness is vanity and a man's greatest weakness is ego. Those are the two traits in male and female which can cause problems. There are other traits too, but those are the major traits which can often cause problems in a general sense in male and female. And in Western society, they not only cater to female vanity, but they encourage it. So, men find it very difficult to find a traditional woman. And therefore, having a successful relationship or marriage is very difficult. One thing which makes it easier to find a traditional woman or any kind of woman is if you've got money, if you've got a high social status, because then more women will be attracted to you. And again, this is natural. Women are attracted to men who have a high social status. And that usually involves the man having money. But even in the animal kingdom, you look at chimps, for example. The alpha male chimp, the one with the high social status who gets respect from all the other male chimps, who's maybe a good hunter or whatever the case may be, he tends to get the pick when it comes to the females. Same with human beings. The man who's successful, the man who's doing things, the man who gets respect from other males, he's usually the one who gets the pick of the women. So a man with money and status, high social standing, he is going to get way more options than the average Joe. And therefore, a successful man, a rich man, a man with high social standing, has far less excuse. For not being able to find a woman to have a successful relationship with. Far less excuse. In fact, he's got virtually no excuse. Now, this brings me to an example that somebody recently brought to my attention. And that is Vladimir Klitschko. Because in the last week or so, I think it is, him and his longtime girlfriend slash fiance, Hayden Panettiere, I think her name is. I can't pronounce her surname, but some of you may know who I'm talking about. They've split up after being together 8 years. They've got a child together. Apparently, the child does spend most of its time with Klitschko and his family. And Hayden's off doing whatever she's doing. In fact, she's been pictured with a new man already. And this right here shows how terrible Vladimir Klitschko's choice was when it came to picking a long-term partner. What a terrible choice. Because he's in a position where he gets to choose from thousands, if not millions, of women. He can get a good-looking woman like that, no problem. He can get a good-looking woman who's happy to be a traditional woman, no problem. Easy. But instead, he chooses a woman who is a celebrity. He chooses a woman who is very likely vain because she's in the public eye all the time as a celebrity, as an actress. He's chosen a career woman. You know, this is not the kind of woman who is going to be dependent on you. Where's the mutual dependency there? There isn't any. And if there's no mutual dependency, the chances of the relationship or marriage failing are much, much higher. I'm not saying it can never work if there's no mutual dependency, but there's a much higher chance of it failing. And you see with so many of these rich celebrity men, they're picking celebrity women. And if they're not picking celebrity women, they're doing like Floyd Mayweather, who has to be one of the dumbest human beings I've ever come across when it comes to knowing how to deal with females. Floyd Mayweather is flipping dating models and strippers. Unbelievable. I grew up in a generation where if you were dating a girl and it turns out that she used to be a stripper back in the days, that was like a scandal in your community. That would be a horrifying thing for you to find out. And it would normally result in you dumping the girl and all your friends taking the piss out of you and saying, what the fuck? Why are you with a stripper? She's got a seedy past. She's no good. That's what would happen when I grew up in my generation. But today, they glamorize strippers to the point where men are happy to date them. How the fuck is a stripper wifey material? What type of crack are you smoking? What the fuck? So, as a successful man, as a rich man, you should never be dating a woman who is a celebrity. You should never be dating a woman who doesn't depend on you. You should never be dating a woman who is vain, who is caught up in her own vanity. No. You should be dating a woman from the general population who has traditional values and who is dependent on you. If you do that, there's a very high chance that the relationship will work as long as you want it to work. Now, some people would say, yeah, but a woman from the general population, she's just going to be wanting you for your money. Well, so what? That's dependency, right? Women have a natural instinct to want a man who can look after them in some way. It might not always be financial. It might be physical. It might be psychological. In some way, they're looking for a man, most women, who's going to look after them. And if the man can't look after them, they don't want that man. We have natural instincts when it comes to what we are looking for, what we're seeking out in the opposite sex. So if you're worried about a woman, you're a rich man, you're worried about a woman only wanting you for the money, or, you know, just trying to get you for the money and all that kind of stuff, there's a thing called a prenup. And believe you me, they will sign it. If one woman don't want to sign the prenup, we'll get a woman who will. You'll definitely get a woman who will sign the prenup. Just look for a traditional woman who's as good looking as you want. You know, maybe from, I don't want to say a third world country, but a country which is a more traditional society. Look for a woman from a country like that. Get the woman, make her sign a prenup, and off you go. A hassle-free marriage. It's as simple as that. Why on earth men want these glamorous women? When I mean glamorous, I mean women who are all up in the spotlight, on Instagram, doing this. I've got no idea why men pursue these kind of women as anything more than just sexual encounters. You know, if a man is pursuing a woman like that just for sex, to use them, then that's understandable. I mean, it's understandable why a man would do that. But for a man, I'm not saying from a moral point of view it's necessarily good, but I'm saying it's understandable. From a logical point of view, I can understand it. But from a logical point of view, for a man to look at a woman who's a stripper or glamorous in any way, or a woman who's rich or anything like this, for a man to look at that woman and say, okay, that woman's wifey, there's no logic behind that. That's stupidity. No, you need a woman who isn't in the limelight, who's going to depend on you. Because if she depends on you, then she ain't going to go nowhere, more than likely. Particularly if you ain't got a prenup. I mean, if you've got a prenup, then she definitely ain't going to go nowhere. Because once, and not only is she not going to go nowhere, she's going to behave herself. Because she don't want you to go nowhere. That's what it takes to have a successful marriage or relationship. And people look at that and say, oh, that's a bit cynical, that's a bit terrible, and this, that. It should be about love and all this crap. Mostly women come out with this shit. It's infatuation, love, and no. That's not what keeps people together. And when I say mostly women come out with that shit, mostly women in the westernized world come out with shit like that. If you speak to a woman from a traditional society, they sing a very different song in terms of what makes a successful marriage or relationship. Very different. They talk about duty. They talk about values. They talk about the greater good of the family, the community. This is what they talk about. They're not talking about, oh, being in incredible romantic infatuation or sex, or they're not talking about stuff like that. They're talking about stuff which is actually a lot deeper and a lot more meaningful in the grand scheme of things. So, yeah, these men, these celebrity men, these men with money, so many of them are fucking clueless when it comes to dealing with women. It's incredible. And it's frustrating because for most men who are not in such a privileged position, most men don't get as many options as these rich men get. But the decisions these rich men are making are just flipping terrible. So many of them. They don't know what they're doing. Incredible. Just throw it, just wasting their privileged position on these fame whores. These vain women, these celebrity women, these divas. What are you wasting it on not them kind of women for? When there's millions of other women out there who will behave themselves and play their position. Insanity. So I got to throw the red flag on Vladimir Klitschko and other celebrity men like him for continuously picking the wrong kind of women. And again, I don't know the reason that Vladimir split up with Hayden, and I don't really care to know. I'm just using him as a generic example. You know, if relationships break down and you're a rich and successful man, it better be you who wants the relationship to end for whatever reason. Because there's no excuse for the woman breaking up with you and ending up with another guy immediately, like Hayden. There's just no excuse for that. You've clearly picked the wrong kind of woman then, haven't you, if you've done that? And if it's you that wants the relationship to end, especially if you've got kids, you need to look at yourself in the mirror. Why do you want the relationship to end? What is it about the woman that's so bad? If she's playing her position and taking care of her duties, then what's the problem? Do you not find her as attractive because maybe she's gained some weight after she had some of your kids? She don't look as good as she used to. I mean, depending on the country you live in and depending on what religion you are, you might want to look into taking on another wife. In some religions and in many cultures around the world, in Africa, Asia, etc., they allow a man to have more than one wife. Now, obviously, I would recommend consulting with your current wife first. And also, before you even get married to your first wife, you should make it clear that you believe in, I believe it's not actually polygamy. Polygyny? Somebody corrected me on this recently. Let me Google it right now. All right. Let me see here. Yeah, polygyny with an N rather than an M. Polygyny. So, you need to make it clear to the wife you want to, the woman you want to marry, that you believe in polygyny. So then it don't come as a shock when years down the line you say, you know what, I'm going to take another wife. Or I'm thinking of taking another wife. You know? So, anyway, I'm going to leave that there. I just had to rant a little bit about how these rich and successful men are making the wrong decisions time and time again when it comes to picking a prospective wife or girlfriend or whatever. It's just incredible to me. these men have got no standards when it comes to picking a woman. All they're looking for is a woman who is sexually attractive. That seems to be about it. That's the only criteria men are looking for these days. They're not looking for any virtues in a woman at all. They're just looking for a woman who's successfully attractive and maybe has a little bit of banter, and that's it. Oh yeah, she's wifey. What the fuck? How did men's standards drop so fucking low? Because women's standards haven't dropped low. Women still have very high standards for what they expect from men. In fact, women's standards from what they expect from men are probably higher than they've ever been. Certainly in the Western world, they expect the earth, the moon, and the fucking stars from men. But men, what do they expect from women? Fuck all. They dare not ask for anything from a woman. Now it's just like, oh, as long as a woman good looking. That's it. That's good enough to be wifey, apparently. Incredible. The woman don't have to be virtuous. The woman don't have to bring anything to the table. She don't have to be able to cook, clean, look after kids, show any kind of traits that would make her a good wife. She don't have to do none of that. Unbelievable. Let me know how you feel in the comments, people. I'm out.